What's up, everybody? This is Ivy with Ivy on the Mountain. You're tuned into 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Lovely to hear from you. Lovely to be speaking to you through your airwaves on this fine evening, 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. You can hear me chat every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. That's my time. 4 to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays. You know it. Happy to be back. Lots to report for you this week. Exciting news. Silly news. The whole shebang. But let's, of course, like always, begin today's show with the new music that we have on WRUV for our station. We're going to start off with a little silly song called Rats by Suzanne Vega. Not to be confused with Pearl Jam.
Who has seen the biggest rat? People want to know. I saw him in the basement a long time ago. Jimmy said he saw a rat bigger than his head. It fell down from the ceiling. It ran across the bed. This morning in Barzini's. They've got nothing to eat, like the gangs in West Side Story. They're fighting in the street, part of COVID landscape. Ambulances peel, underneath it all, hear the rodent population squeal. Rats are on the warpath, rats are on parade. Come and see them running. In the street, attacked it with their yellow teeth and ate up the back seat. Jimmy said he saw a rat bigger than his head. It fell out from the ceiling, it ran across the bed. Rats are on the warpath, rats are on parade. Come and see them running through the apocalypse man-made. Welcome to this urban. Urban life.
You just heard Heaven by Knitting and Rats by Suzanne Vega. And that wraps up our new music for the week. Exciting, exciting stuff. My name is once again Ivy. Chat me on WREV.org or call in at 802-656-4399. If you've got anything you want to say to me, just say it. Just say it. But yeah. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my morning. Just a little bit about my morning. We'll start off like this. I had a really good weekend. Great weekend. Very good. Like, I'm at the high. I'm at the high point. Whomst ever. I awake this morning. And I am now entering the low point. Kind of. I'm slumbering in bed last night, and all of a sudden our fire alarm in our house, like, goes off, and it's really terrifying. It's not like a casual, like, small fire alarm that most old homes have. It's, like, loud and kind of sounds like you're gonna die, which I guess is good if there is a fire. You kind of want to get out of there, but definitely alarming at 1:30 in the morning. And of course, I run out of bed. Like, what the heck is going on? False alarm! Thank you, Ben. False alarm. So true. But I was like, what the heck? And then I fall back asleep. I wake up. It's like 7 in the morning. No, not even. It's like 6 in the morning. And there's like a squirrel making the loudest screeching noises I've ever heard come off of such a small animal. I had no idea that squirrels really made a noise, but it's like it's almost like a frog croak, but more scratchy. Anyway, the squirrel outside my window would not shut up. I tried like knocking on the window, and then I accidentally punched my screen out. No, there's no hole in the screen, but I just like knocked it out of its little railing thing. I was really about to throw something at it. It just would not shut up. I ended up just, like, closing my window and putting a pillow over my head. But, like, come on. They're really out to get me with these sounds. No one's letting me sleep. That's not even the end of today's craziness. But we'll get into that at a later date. Up next, though, song-wise, you know, we're getting into the fall season. It's becoming chilly outside. Yesterday it was gray, but definitely coat weather. And I gotta say, I'm cold. Spent a lot of time up in sunny Spain, so it's a bit chilly here. Even though it's not that cold yet, but it's getting chilly. So that's putting me in the fall mood. And I feel like the fall, you know, brings me back to grunge music. It always does. And yeah, I got some unplugged songs coming your way, because I don't know, something about the fall, it's like grunge, but it's unplugged grunge. I don't know, kind of like the bluesy, or I don't know. I guess I don't really know exactly what I'm saying, but something about an acoustic instrument really gets me in the mood for fall. Here is Got Me Wrong, Alice in Chains, live at the Majestic Theater, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, it goes away. Yeah. watch my face stare. If you please, you may not be here when I leave. As of now, I bet you got me wrong. So
too long.
Big Empty live MTV Unplugged November 17th, 1993. Cool stuff, right? Got Me Wrong, Alice in Chains. I like that Unplugged stuff. I think it's a nice change of pace from some of the more intense things. I don't know. The acoustic provides a different intensity than electric instruments do sometimes. Should I finish? I'll finish my story. Okay, so, you know, I got woken up in the middle of the night last night with the alarm. And then I got woken up again by the squirrel. So, you know, I wake up in the morning. I'm like, you know, there's not much more that can be super bad about this. However, I'm like collecting my school things. I'm getting ready, got dressed, you know, ready for the day. Gonna go downstairs, unload the dishwasher because it's my chore day. Tuesday is my chore day. So I unload the dishwashers in the morning. One, we have one dishwasher. But, you know, I'm walking down the stairs, start at the top. Literally the first time of my entire 2 years of living in this house, my foot, like, I guess my socks were super slippery or something, and I genuinely cartoon character slide and, like, fall down the stairs. Genuinely, like, onto my butt, onto my back, I'm like starfish, slide all the way to the bottom of the stairs. What the heck? I was like, you've got to be kidding me right now. I just can't catch a break. What's up with that? Literally, it was so embarrassing because all my roommates were, like, downstairs, too. And, like, I couldn't even be secretive about it, you know? They all saw me. They're like, whoa, Ivy, are you okay? I was like, this is going to make a great story to tell on my radio show later. So, I'm like, ow, that hurt. I go upstairs, examine my wounds. My elbow took a hit. My back also took a mild hit. There's some, like, gouges. Kind of grody. Kind of painful, I gotta say. Who would have thought? I put my elbow down on a lot of surfaces, and I didn't realize how many surfaces my elbow goes on until it hurts because I fell down the stairs. And, you know, one of my roommates is on the phone with her boyfriend, and she's like, oh, Robbie heard that. Ha ha. Like, I'm here. Mind you, I still put the dishes away from the dishwasher because I gotta be strong. I'm a strong girl. I'm not gonna cry if I fall down all of the stairs in my house, even though they're wood and it's painful. I'm gonna put the dishes away. That's what I'm gonna do. My other roommate comes downstairs, goes, hey guys, did everyone hear that Ivy fell down the stairs? Thank you. Can't live that one down. That was embarrassing. Really took a tumble. So this next song is about me ending the world because I can't ever come back from the explosivity and embarrassment of that event that happened today. Thank you for listening. And yeah, I thought, what better way to talk to you guys than to embarrass myself on the radio? Here's Preaching the End of the World by Chris Cornell. Someone out there who can understand. Same way as me. I'm 24 and I've got everything to live for, but I know now that it wasn't meant to be. Cause all has been lost and all has been won, and there's nothing left for us to say. But now I know that I don't wanna be alone today. So if you find that you've been feeling just the same, come in now, it's alright. It's just the end of the world. You'll need a friend in the for the end of the world. The End of the World by Chris Cornell. What a beautiful song. Am I right? I think that's a very beautiful song. Preaching the end of the world. Very sad, though. It's exciting because I'm playing Chris Cornell right now on the radio, and I haven't been able to previously. Nobody told me that apparently we don't have to follow the GMR rights rule anymore, so basically, like, we have no more copyrights against those musicians, so now I can play artists that I wasn't able to before, like Chris Cornell, and you're gonna hear a Dave Matthews song later, haha, but this is exciting stuff. So yeah, that was off of his solo album, Euphoria Morning, Preaching the End of the World. I love, there's that one line in the song, it really gets me. It's like, we could be together as they blow it all away, and we could share it every moment as it breaks. I just think that's beautiful. I would like to have a companion like that, you know? Just like with, even despite the end of the world, you got someone to go through with it with you. I don't know. Here's another song, Audioslave, so also Chris Cornell, but also Tom Morello. Kind of a harder situation, called The Last Remaining Light. This one's also about the end of the world. I guess, you know, it's no surprise Chris Cornell's like a sad guy, but both of these songs are about the end of the world. This one's got a very different vibe to it, though, that's for sure. Very fun too, though. I really love the guitar tone in like the slower parts, so keep that in mind while you listen. It's very beautiful. And yeah, it's called The Last Remaining Light, last track off of their self-titled album. There you go.
Roll me
Last Remaining Light, Audio Slave. Crazy name for a band, by the way. Audio Slave. That's crazy. Awesome, though. Their music kind of sounds like it, though. Like, they kind of do seem like they're just... You know, Chris Cornell seems constrained and, like, bounded by his music. But The Last Remaining Light, isn't that a crazy song? Very intense. Very... I like that. I like their melody in it. I like the chorus of the melody. The guitar is beautiful. I could listen to guitar like that always. So yeah, I'm excited to have been able to play that Chris Cornell stuff for you guys. It's time for a public service announcement because I forgot to do one earlier. Watch where you're walking. Don't fall down the stairs. That hurts. Don't do it. Don't fall down the stairs. That was painful. And it actually, funny enough, that's not even the first time that I fell down the stairs this year. You know, I fell down the stairs like 3 months ago too, and it was like only two steps, and I fell down the stairs, and I like really hurt my ankle. I was in this Italian island in the Mediterranean Sea called Sardinia, and it was like, I was running to the bus, and I just fell down two stairs, and then I really hurt my ankle. And so it's like, I can't catch a break. I guess I fall down more stairs than the average person my age. I don't know. But this next song is a song by Jet. And actually, I've been waiting to play this for you guys since last year. because I found out about this song, like, right after I stopped having shows, because I was going to be home for the time being for, like, a while. And I was like, this would be such a great song to play on the radio. Like, I'm going to play it. When I kept back, and I forgot until just recently, till I just remembered it. And it's called Radio Song by Jet. And they're like, you know, this song won't be played on your radio. I think it's like a testament to being like, you know, only the hits get played on the radio and stuff like that. But this time, it's not just the hits that are getting played on the radio. I actually love this song. It's really cool. Yeah, so that's Radio Song by Jet coming your way.
Take a look at what I took and leave out of everybody's book. We'll see what you can see. I'm caught. Thank you.
radio song by Jet. Except it was played on your radio tonight by me. Can't you see how excited I was to play that? I was like, no way. It's like daring me to play it. They dared me, so I did it. I had to do it. I did it. Yeah, radio song. And of course we have our Dave Matthews. Our Dave Matthews selection coming up. This song, you know, my dad reminds me of this song. Or this song reminds me of my dad, I guess. Kind of. You know, there's a line in it that makes me think, you know, so true. It's a very true statement, that, and it's a good way to live your life. So yeah, it makes me think of it. This is, I guess, you know, this is a sad show for me, I guess. I don't know. I'm not particularly sad or upset. I don't know. It's just the fall is doing it to me. The cold weather is making me listen to grunge and 90s sad music that I do like, but I haven't listened to in a long time, and therefore you are forced to listen to it with me. With me, I'm Ivy, if you're just tuning in now. Ivy on the Mountain is the show, and you're listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. This next song by my good old friend Dave Matthews, you got You Never Know. You never know.
Sitting still as stone, watching. Watching. People walking by me, wondering why. No one ever stops to talk or thinks about it. They ever did. What if God shuffled by one day? We might see doing not a thing, breathing just to breathe. We might find some reason, but rushing around seems what's wrong with the world. Fill the sky, I wonder is someone in the heavens looking back down on me. I'll never know. There's so much space to believe, funny when you're small. The moon follows the car. Does no one but you see? Hey, the moon is chasing me. I worried if I looked away, she'd be gone. Don't lose the dreams inside your head. Walking
to losing the game. Don't let the troubles in your head steal too much time, you'll soon be dead. So play all, fall down, it won't be so long now. Out of the darkness comes light like a flash.
You never know. Dave Matthews Band. Yeah. Every day should be a good day to die. That is so true. That is so true. And it makes me upset to think about it. Because it makes me upset to think some days would not be a good day to die. You know? Because I didn't live it up enough. A singular day. But I don't know. It's something my father, I feel like, has instilled in me. And it makes me happy and it makes me sad a little bit, I guess. But he, you know, my dad does really remind me to live my life to the fullest. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Edward, for that. I really appreciate it. I love you. Thanks for listening. Shout out, Dad. And also everybody else. But, yeah. Dave Matthews Band does totally remind me of, like, driving up to the mountain. The ski mountain. Like, something about it. It's not really a summer band for me. For some reason, it's just very winter. Dave Matthews is like cozy. You know, you're driving in the car, it's snowing outside, going to the ski mountain, coming home from the ski mountain, all cozy. Yeah. So I'm excited that you'll be hearing more of that. And yeah, Dave Matthews, you never know. And up next, we have an Allman Brothers Band song. Just because I love the Allman Brothers, but you know, despite my weird day today where I've gotten various injuries, I had a really good weekend. You know, there was this little barn party thing that my friends and I went to up in this hill in Vermont with a bunch of, like, college jam bands and stuff. And, you know, we brought the hula hoops out. It was just very happy and I was smiley. And, you know, it reminded me, it was like that kind of day would have... This sounds so bad. Not going to say that day would have been a good day to die, but, like, that's what I mean. Those moments are precious, I guess. It was just a lovely weekend listening to good music and dancing with my friends. No strings attached, I guess. Went camping on a hill with a bunch of other college kids and then woke up and went to a diner. Like, it's the simple things in life, you know, the small things that really are exciting and makes me a little sad that I'll be leaving the USA to move to Spain, but not sad enough to stay. Sorry. No, but it was incredible, and it was the best weekend ever. So to commemorate the fun, I'm going to end my show here with the Allman Brothers Band, One Way Out. Yeah. Enjoy it, you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Ivy from Ivy on the Mountain. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Tune in again next week. I'll have a happier set. I promise it'll be a little more upbeat and a little less 90s grunge. But I just had to get it out of my system. You know, I had to talk it out, jam out in the station with a little bit of sad music. I hope it didn't bring you down too much. We'll bring you back up, though. We'll bring you back up right now with One Way Out. The Allman Brothers. After this, I'm checking out. So it was good talking to you. Tune in next week. Can't wait to get back in the stew. Enjoy this song. There you go. Funny enough, actually, totally did not turn the thing on. Sorry about that, everybody. One Way Out, the Allman Brothers Band. Live. Enjoy.
Ain't no way in the world I'm going out that front door. Oh, baby, I just don't know.